I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Last night, the Roaring Fork School District announced new plans for resuming in-person learning based on the state's indicators for assessing COVID-19 risk. Due to a surprisingly high level of risk in the region, there will not be a return to in-person learning for K through 3 students on September 28th, as was previously announced. Instead, the district will use the state's assessment of the current risk level to transition K through third graders to in-person learning when conditions improve, followed by older elementary and middle school students, and finally, high schoolers. Fire restrictions will drop down to stage one starting today in both Pitkin and Eagle counties. County sheriffs say scientific data about moisture allows for the rollback from stage two. But even with recent rain and snow, the area is still in extreme drought. With 90% of wildfires caused by humans, officials urge caution during this dry summer. Fireworks and campfires anywhere outside of developed campsites and fire sites are still banned under stage one. The Mountain West has seen plenty of fires this year, but nothing like the catastrophic large fires still burning along the West Coast. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher talked to one expert to learn why.
For a fire to start, you need a few basic ingredients. Something to burn, like trees, ignition, weather, and the trees or fire fuel need to be pretty dry.
And if you remove any of those ingredients from the mix, a large fire will be hard to come by.
That's John Abatsoglu. He's a professor at University of California, Merced, and says the Mountain West had a relatively wet June.
That has allowed, I think, at least part of the West to avoid having the crazy active fire season that we've seen play out across California, the Southwest, and now across Oregon and parts of Washington State.
But he also adds, next year could be a totally different story. And in general, the West should expect more severe wildfire seasons because of the climate crisis. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Senate Democrats are pushing the FCC to expedite progress on broadband connectivity in Native communities. In a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, the group of 14 senators urged action on connecting tribal communities to honor federal trust responsibility and ensure resources in the midst of COVID-19. A 2018 FCC report noted nearly half of households on rural tribal lands don't have access to broadband service. Tracy Morris is with the think tank, the American Indian Policy Institute.
It was a very frustrating thing that it took a global pandemic to highlight an issue that we've been talking about for the last 15 years in Indian countries.
Earlier this month, the FCC closed a priority window for rural tribes to apply for access to unassigned broadband spectrum, despite calls for an extension. All this comes as the U.S. Department of the Interior prepares to host a virtual National Tribal Broadband Summit next week to address solutions. This is Aspen Public Radio News.